Sarah Brightman, Deliver Me, as today is the White Stripes versus Sarah Brightman Bumper Music Wednesday. And you go vote at the weather report on DennisMillerRadio.com. At the bottom of the hour, we're going to talk to Immaculée Ilibagiza about her new book, Led by Faith, Rising from the Ashes of the Rwandan Genocide. In the interim, we've got some time to touch Indians, chat up the callers. Let's head to the phone line. Let's go to David in San Francisco. David, what's up?
Yeah, hey, Dennis. You know, I don't know if you know it, but I'm listening to you on the podcast. It's actually Inauguration Day, and the weather is fine. The only trouble with the inauguration, though, is that the toilets overfilled because they didn't have enough of them.
Wait a second. I missed this whole thing. Maybe I missed the whole thing. You're saying you're listening to me on the podcast, but you're saying it's in the future a week or something, the inauguration?
That's right. Yeah, the Internet's an amazing thing. Amazing thing.
Well, you've paid for the premium service, my friend. You have the broadcast for a week from now. All right, what are you calling about today, Dave?
Well, one second. Was I funny?
Of course you were. Of course you were.
Hey, you know, what I was going to mention, I don't know if you heard, just before Christmas, there was this massive dam that busted loose in Kingston, Tennessee. This thing is 100 times bigger than the Exxon Valdez. Mm-hmm. It's 1 billion gallons of mercury, lead, cadmium, arsenic, and it's flowing down the Tennessee River as well as flowing down the Tom Bigby waterway. So, you know, the... this thing has not been declared a disaster yet. Neither the state of Tennessee or the federal EPA has declared 1 billion gallons of hazardous wastes flowing down a 300-mile river into the Ohio River and into the lower Mississippi. It's not declared a disaster.
Well, as it floats down the river, though, you have to remember that Ned Beatty, Ronnie Cox, Burt Reynolds, and John Voight have bigger problems right now, Ned especially. And this is the quirkiest call I've ever heard, David, in San Francisco. This is a boutique subject. Why is it important to you? Are you a Tennessee native?
No, actually, from St. Louis. My grandfather was a riverboat pilot. I used to work on the Ohio River. And, you know, it's important to me to... I guess I am also an Aquarian. I like the waterways.
All right, my friend, but currently this bit is flowing south, and I have to leave.
The Dennis Miller Show.